message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you this evening to God's presence, and particularly to the first wisdom impartation service and communion service for the month of February 2020. And I know this is somebody's month in the name of Jesus. Our running theme for this month is excellence. And tonight we'll be kicking off, and we are trusting God that God will speak his word to us, and no one will go back the same in Jesus' name. I say no one will go back home the same in Jesus' name. Walking in excellence and the eminence is a communion service. It's a wisdom impartation service. And I'll be speaking on walking in excellence and eminence. And I know somebody's life will become excellent in Jesus' name. If you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. One of the desire of every human being is to become better in life. That is the desire of most of the human beings. You can hardly find a person that will tell you that he or she does not want to get better in life. Everybody desires to get better. Everybody wants to go from one level of glory to another, and from one level of blessing to another. And one of the major things that brings about your change of levels, your change of story, your advancement, your progress, your settlement in life is excellence. Somebody say excellence. What is excellence? Or what does it mean to be excellent? Excellence means a state of possessing good qualities or virtues. A state of possessing good qualities or virtues that are valuable, superior, and outstanding. Excellence means possessing virtues, possessing superior, so possessing qualities and virtues which are valuable, which are superior, and which are valuable, outstanding. Also, excellence is talking about the possession of wisdom. Excellence is talking about the possession, the impartation of the spirit of wisdom. What does it mean to be eminent? To be eminent means to be remarkable, to be distinguished, to be important, and to be noteworthy. To be distinguished, to be important, to be noteworthy, and to be remarkable. And the opposite of being excellent, because sometimes when you look at word and opposite, you have a better understanding of what we are talking about. The opposite of being excellent is to have low standards, to be of low quality, poor results, poor outcome. And that will never, ever, ever be your portion in Jesus' name. Your outcome in life will never be poor in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, important facts about excellence and eminence in life. The first fact that I want you to know, beloved, is that you were excellently made and excellently produced in life. You were excellently made. Psalm 139 verse 14. Let's ensure we have a clean recording of all this series, please. Psalm 139 verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody say a big amen. That is, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am excellently made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. That is, you were created from the best of materials. You were created fearfully. When you say somebody is created fearfully, that is, you were created wonderfully. Can I have another version of that scripture? If possible, Good News or any other version. I will praise thee because I have been remarkably, can you see that? I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Oh my God. It means that God did not create you from waste materials. God created you from the best of materials. And you were designed excellently. So you must produce after your make. You must produce after the quality that God has produced you with. You can't be produced with gold and be producing something lower in quality. You can't be produced with superior quality and be producing inferior quality. No. Another important thing about excellence is that excellence changes the life of the excellent. Excellence changes the life of the excellent. That is, when you become excellent, your life changes because you are able to attract blessings into your life, which changes your life. Number three, important fact about excellence is that excellence brings honor and recognition. Actually, the world is looking for those who are excellent to honor them. The world is looking for those who are excellent to reward them. There are some people that are given honorary doctorate degrees. They didn't go to university for doctorate degrees. They honored them with it. What's the reason why? Because they are excellent in their field. They never went to school for the degree, but this university sees that they qualify for that honor, so they bestow it upon them. What somebody went to school for donkey years, they just give it to them free of charge because they have been found to be excellent. May you be found to be excellent today. I say, may you be found to be excellent today. May you be found to be excellent today. Somebody say a big amen. Excellent makes you bring forth honor, makes you access honor and recognition. When you actually want to command attention, then you must be excellent. Excellence gives you honor. It gives you recognition. It gives you attention. And from today, your result will command attention. You know, while we're in school in those days, there are some people, they don't check their result themselves. Some people go and check their result for them. They don't go to the notice board to check that. They will just say, you have done it again. Straight A's. That's how the person will know that he has straight A's. He won't go there to go and check himself. Many people here scored deal. You are the only person that scored A, so he already knows it. So he doesn't need to go there again. God is taking you to that state today. God is taking you to that level today. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Number four. What is so important about excellence? Excellence is a product of upgrade, continuous development, and willingness to change and improve. Excellence comes out of upgrade of knowledge, upgrade of understanding. Bible says, my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. So when you want to be excellent, you must upgrade and update your knowledge. And today, I see you accessing that grace to update your knowledge in Jesus' name. I see you accessing that grace to update your knowledge in Jesus' name. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say amen. In Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13, the Bible says, therefore my people are gone into captivity. But they don't have knowledge. They did not upgrade their knowledge. And so they are into chains. They are into bondage. They are in captivity. You will never be in captivity again. I say you will never be in captivity again. You will never ever be in captivity again. Excellence is a product of knowledge upgrade. It's a product of continuous development. It's a product of willingness to change and willingness to improve. I'm on number what now? Sorry? Number five, important things about excellence is that excellence does not jump on people. Excellence doesn't, you don't just become excellent overnight. Just I just found out I'm excellent. Nobody's excellent from the womb. Excellence does not just jump on you. You have to work at it. You have to develop yourself to that level whereby they will say, this man is an excellent man. This woman is an excellent woman. It doesn't just jump on your head and then overnight you just see that I've suddenly become an excellent person. It's a process, and you will get there in the name of Jesus. Number six is that excellence is about standing out in the multitude or amongst the multitude. Excellence is about standing out. If you are afraid to stand out, you can't be excellent. If you are afraid of criticism, you can't be excellent. Because the national anthem of failure is doing it the same way everybody is doing it. That's the national anthem of failure. The national anthem of failure is that this is how they have been doing it. Let me do it the same way. That is the national anthem of failure. Every distinguished person, every person who is going to ever become something in life and excellent, especially are people that have challenged the status quo. They have looked at how people have done things and they have upgraded it. They've improved on what they met. My prayer for you is that everywhere you find yourself, you will be a plus and not a minus. Everywhere you find yourself, you will be a plus and not a minus. So you must be ready to stand out. You can't afford to do it the same way everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing the exam and they are writing things inside paper inside the exam and you do the same. You are not excellent. Everybody's doing the exam and they are writing answers on their palms or inside their hands like this and use shirt to cover it. You are not excellent. Until you are ready to do it in a different way, other than the way others have been doing it, excellence is not in view. The national anthem of failure is to do things the same way every other person have been doing it and the same way they have been feeling, that your enemy will continue to fail in Jesus' mighty name. So, you must give excellence in life to receive value in life. For value is not free. Value is a function of the release of excellence. If you want value, cash, naira, dollar, recognition, appreciation, elevation, promotion, anything that is valuable, you need it, then you must give something called excellence. The world has gone beyond quality service. The world has lost patience for service that has no quality. That's what I mean. The world has lost value for a service that's why when you go to a food canteen and the person that is doing the serving you the food mix yesterday's soup with today's soup and you taste it, that is the last time you go to that food canteen. It's not that you don't like the person. It's not that the person is not beautiful or handsome, but the taste doesn't match up with your standard. Hello. There was a day I went out with my wife on a date. You know, two of us went on a date in the evening after prayer banquet many years ago. And we went to one restaurant not too far from here. We just wanted to have some time out. We left the children at home to do their thing. And then we just wanted to have like an hour or two just to have some time out. And then we bought some snacks. I was so surprised. The snack was not that day's snack. They didn't sell the one before, so they merged it together. And my wife is she picks things very fast. Said, this snack is not today's snack. So she went to challenge them that this snack is not. Ah, please don't expose us. You are right. I must tell you, the place has closed down now. They've turned that particular restaurant, they've turned it into maybe joined it to an hotel because they have an hotel. And they have a restaurant inside the same compound. So they just merge. They just close down the restaurant and join it as part of the hotel. Nobody is ready to eat things or to take services that are below standard anymore. Somebody say a big amen. And I stop here under these important facts about excellence, saying that exceptional excellence requires exceptional price. If you are going to be excellent, there is a price you have to pay. to be able to acquire that. Because excellence will change your life. Excellence will lift your life. Excellence will take you to the next level. So there is a price tag on excellence. There is something you need to do. And that's what we'll be looking at all through this series. What do I need to do to be among the excellent? What is the price I need to pay for me to be counted amongst the excellent? In my work, in my career, in my business, in my vocation, in my marriage, as a father, as a mother, as a pastor, as a whatever it is you are. And for somebody here today, you are the one that will get the highest benefit in this series in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. And Apostle Paul was ready to pay that price in Philippians chapter 3 verse 14. Philippians 3 verse 14. He said, I press towards the mark of the price of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. I press towards that mark. There's a price I need to pay. I must be ready to pay that price. And today, receive the grace to pay that price in Jesus' name. Price for excellence and eminence. I'll just take a few tonight, maybe one. If time permits me, I'll take two. Then we'll go to pray. What are the price I need to pay before I can become excellent in life? Now, before I go into that deeply, I want you to know that your understanding of what I'm going to be teaching you in this series will actually change your life on a permanent basis. Because it is understanding that makes you outstanding in life. The reason why most are not excellent is because they don't understand what excellence brings. When you know what something brings, you will subscribe to it. My prayer is that that grace to be excellent in life, receive it in Jesus' mighty name. The first prize for excellence and eminence is diligence. Diligence. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 34. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30 to 34. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. And I saw and I considered it well. And I looked upon it and received instruction. May you receive instruction tonight. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an man. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Excellence takes hard work. Excellence is not for the slothful. Slothfulness is talking about laziness. No man or woman can ever become anything when the sickle of laziness is found in their life. And when we are talking about diligence, it simply means hard work. It demands a pressing. You have to press. You have to press, like what Apostle Paul just said now. You have to press into excellence. And that pressing is labor. That pressing is hard work. Jesus said, he said, I will walk the work of him that sent me while it is day. He said, for night cometh when no man can walk. He said, now I must do the work while I'm young. And every man or woman that will become anything in life must subscribe to work or they lose worth. Once you don't subscribe to work, you lose worth. In Proverbs 22, verse 29, Proverbs 22, verse 29, the Bible says, see thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not mean men, not ordinary men. He will stand before great men. You will stand before great men. I say you will stand before great men. Somebody say a big amen. This is because excellence takes hard work. Any organization, institution, or anything that you see that is working, some people are working. Nothing just works on its own. The only thing that just works on its own is failure. If you want to fail, don't do anything. That is the easiest thing. There is something you can do, and everything the person is doing will come down. Just don't do anything. Failure becomes, I mean, if somebody like Isaac is a child of covenant. God himself promised Abraham Isaac. And Isaac had to walk in Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. He walked. The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in the land. That is, Isaac walked in the land. He didn't say Isaac walked in London or America or Nigeria or Dubai. He said Isaac walked in the land where he found himself. Okay. He walked in the land and received in the same year and hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions. You have possessions. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. You are the next person they will begin to envy in your family. But how did Isaac get to this level? He sowed in the land. He walked in the land. He labored in the land where he has found himself. I have found something that is very, very important, which I will be telling you tonight. There is no land where you cannot be successful. There is no country where there is no wealth. There is no state where there is no wealth. There is no local government where there is no wealth. Once the sickle of diligence is placed into your work, into your business, into your career, then you'll be singing a new song. Somebody that will be singing a new song this morning, shout a big amen. Amen. Quickly tonight, things to note about diligence. Some important things to note about diligence. Some important facts about diligence. A is that diligence raises to the top. It takes you to the forefront. Diligence raises people to the top. It takes you to the forefront. If you want to be in the forefront, your diligence will make you excellent. And your excellence will make you eminent. And your eminence will make you prominent. It's a chain. Chain reaction. You are diligent, you will become excellent. Once you are excellent, you become eminent. Once you are eminent, you become prominent. That lady, she's very hardworking. If you give her any work, she'll do it. That guy, if you give him any assignment, he will do it very well. He will just perfect it very well. And then it will take you to the top. Number B, things to note about diligence is that diligence silences your mockers and enemies. Many Christians have given their enemies password to abuse them. Because the quality of what they produce is in dissonance with their source. They sew clothes. And the person they measured cannot wear the clothes. They give a product. And the product cannot, they plug the product. In fact, the product doesn't, they saw a product, they said minimum of 7 years. It did not last 7 minutes. Don't give your enemies opportunity to ridicule you. Because when you have low quality product or production, you have given your mocker's mouth to mock you. When your product is substandard, you say you are doing hair for somebody, and then by the time the person leaves you, the person needs to visit hospital because all his scalp is burnt. No regulation of anything. All this, the person needs to take antibiotics. The person needs to go. In fact, they probably, maybe at a point, they will say, please shave your hair so that hair can blow. This hairdresser has spoiled your hair. Has spoiled your head. How many of us want to patronize somebody who will make sure that all the scalp, as a lady, will make sure all the scalp of your hair is destroyed? If you mistakenly go there once, that is the last time forever. Praise the Lord. Or you do hair for somebody and then the hair is so tight. It's so tight. The thing is so tight. That if you the person just basically touch it like this, the thing with blood will burst out like issue of blood. Don't give your mockers password. Many believers have given mockers password in their place of work to abuse them. People that are not believers will say, oh, this Christian, very lazy. You get in the office in the morning and read Bible for 2 hours and listen to message for 2 hours. And then after that, the person will go to toilet and we go somewhere and speak in tongues for 2 hours. Okay, well, how many hours is left for the day? Bible that a believer should have read at home before. Pastor told me something sometime, if you remember, that in his former place of work, that even if you read newspaper during work time, they will sack you. He said, we didn't employ you to read Bible here. We didn't employ you to read. We employ you to work. We are work. Let's see. So it's important that you don't give your mockers mouth to mock you or to silence you. When this ministry started, you know, a lot of people that knew us before now believe that we cannot live the life that God has given to us and then come and say we want to be struggling in ministry. And then because of that, a lot of mockery was everywhere. Everybody was saying, how is it possible? How is it possible? How is it possible? It's impossible. They cannot even succeed. Can they pay the price? Do they even know what it takes? But with the sickle of diligence and hard work, those same people, they are pursuing us today. We say, we don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. Very soon, your mockers shall be put to shame. I say, your mockers shall be put to shame. I say, your mockers shall be put to shame. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Recently, someone was telling me, I think yesterday or the before yesterday, that a very big person, one of the big hospitals in Loring here, was speaking to him, and the person was asking, which church are you going? He said, Impact House. I've heard so much about that church. I've heard so many good things about that church. Very soon, they will be hearing good things about your life. I said, very soon, they will be hearing very good things about your life. Let me hear you say a big amen. Friends, let's go faster. See, things to note about diligence, see, is diligence does not kill, but laziness bats disgrace. I am yet to see one person that will tell me that this person died or that person died because he was very hardworking. I'm yet to see it. When you work out, sometimes you might be a little tired, you might be a little, but by the time you rest a little bit, you are up. You are up and doing. You are up and doing. The Bible says in Amos chapter 6, verse 1, Amos chapter 6, it says, woe to him that is at ease in Zion. Woe to the person that is always so relaxed. So relaxed. There's nothing at stake. There's nothing. They don't want to place themselves under any pressure of hard work. And then they subscribe to hard life. There are two options. It's either a person subscribes to hard work or he embraces hard life. There are nothing like mates in life. Oh. There's nothing like this person is my mate. We graduated together. We went to school together. It is the level of diligence that you add to your work that brings you to your class in life. Whatever diligence you place in your assignment, that is what places you in your class in life. There are engineers and there are engineers. There are farmers and there are farmers. So every walk of life, once you are pushing in the cycle of hard work, is growing, is improving, is growing, is progressing, is advancing. Tonight, receive the grace for diligence in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace for diligence in Jesus' name. Diligence does not kill. Diligence will not. You can't die because you are hardworking. If diligence kills, many of us by now should not even be alive anymore. We shouldn't even be alive at all anymore. But by his mercy and by his grace, he has continued to strengthen us. All the days of your life, you will subscribe to diligence. Your children will see that you are a diligent person. Say a big amen. There are some people, let me tell you, their children will blame them later in life. Say, Daddy, what did you use your youth to do? What did you use your time to do when you were a youth? Then we ask them. You know, children of nowadays are very, they speak well. The children of nowadays, they talk very well. They talk very well. They will ask, when you were young, what were you doing? In your early 20s, 30s, 40s, what were you doing? Where were you working? Which business were you doing? Your speaking in tongues does not replace your hard work. I can prophesy on you from now. I can fast 40 days at a stretch for God to change your life. But if that circle of diligence is not added to it, there's nothing that can be done. There's nothing that can be done. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is the law of the Lord. And in this law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, and whatsoever he doeth, Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, whatsoever he doeth, not whatsoever film he watcheth, not whatsoever YouTube is downloading. No! I can't stand laziness. I can't. It's a problem. While I was a younger child, as the firstborn, if I enter the house, immediately I enter the house, there's problem in our house. Why? Everywhere must be clean. Bathroom must be washed. Parlor must be washed. Kitchen must be washed. Everywhere must be washed. I'll be going up and down. What are you looking at? See daddy's room. See mommy. See everywhere is so dirty. What's going on? Everybody will be running after scatter. Daddy, hey, he has come. Yeah, let us walk. I must walk the walk of him ascending me while it is day. For night cometh when no man can walk. May you not waste your youthful years. I say, may you not waste your youthful years. May you not waste your youthful years. The Lord you should carry as a youth, may you not carry it as an old man. The load you should carry now, may you not carry it as an old man. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Number D. Things to note about diligence is that diligence always pays off. Luke chapter 10 verse 7. Luke 10 verse 7. The laborer is worthy of his wages. The laborer is worthy of his wages. Is worthy of his wages. Is worthy of his wages. The laborer, not the onlooker. Not the person who is just wasting time. Laborer. The circle of labor is worthy of his wages. Laborer. Let me shock you. There is no business that you can prosper in if you put your mind to it. There is no business that you are doing and you labor in it, you can't prosper in it. If you are selling clothes, you prosper in it. If you are selling water, you prosper in it. If you are selling balloon, you prosper in it. If you are a pastor and you take it serious and you are doing the work, you prosper in it. Any work you are doing whereby you are laboring, you are placing labor, you are sowing the seed, you are engaging yourself. About a week or so ago, or two ago, I traveled to a particular city and somebody introduced me to a young man who sells all these microphones that we have, these microphones that we use. And the person has several millions in savings. Young man selling microphone and musical instrument. There is nothing you are doing once you are a laborer. You can't be resuming your work at 1:30 and you say you want to enjoy blessing. How come? By 1:30, everybody has already finished sailing. They are already preparing for evening to go home and go and rest. The laborer is the person that will be rewarded. The labor. Sometimes when I look at believers and I just shake my head. Because believers think that praying does not replace work. Fasting does not replace work. Going to the mountain does not replace work. The Bible says, and God walked for 6 days. He rested only for one day, the seventh day. He was walking every day. And you could see the products. If you say you are walking, I must see what you are working on. I must see what you are working on. Laborer. All the people that Jesus used in the Bible, they were all working. Jesus did not take one idle person. It always amazes me when you check the Bible. Not one of the disciples was an idle person. Everybody has his own work. Just show me any pastor of worth today in Nigeria or anywhere in the world who is not a pastor that has a pattern, a career that God placed him in and we picked him from it. You see our father in the Lord, Baba Iyi Adeboye, who is a mathematics PhD holder, is a lecturer. And an offshoot of the lecturing, you can see it everywhere. In universities, in schools, primary, secondary, and all. If you look at Bishop David Oedeko, you can see the offshoot of his line of business in architecture and in education. Because those are his two lines. And you can see the offshoot of that in all the masterpiece of the churches being built everywhere. I mean, just wake up and don't let anybody fool you. I've seen people come to me and say God called them to ministry and they are not doing anything. Someone that has no career, no work, nothing that he's doing. You have not put your hand into anything and succeeded. You say, nothing is ministry. It's not ministry, it is misery. Because people think that once you come into church, a lot of times they will see crowd in church. They say, chai! This woman made money today. This woman made money today. Deep crowd everywhere, inside, outside, everywhere. Okay, no problem. No problem at all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Diligence always pays off. Once you are diligent today, it will pay off in your future tomorrow. Once you are diligent today, it will pay off in your... Ladies here, single ladies, beloved sisters, never marry a lazy man. Never marry a lazy man. Never marry a man that loves his hobby sleeping and swimming. After he has swim before, after he goes to sleep, and he can sleep like that for 18 hours. So what's your hobby? About two or three things. One, traveling. Two, eating shawarma. Three, watching football. Okay. Those are your three hobbies. Traveling, eating shawarma, and Jehovah. That kind of person, if you marry him, you will suffer. Even God is a hard worker. Jesus is a hard worker. That's why you see that a lot of times, people that are not even believers, they will be excelling. During working hours, the believer would go and sit down on a mountain for days, 21 days on the mountain. His business will die before you come back. Then he will now come to pastor and say, pastor, please, I need something. Somebody that by that level, we should be the one blessing the pastor. He will now be the one receiving from the pastor. Because he has killed his business through indolence, negligence, stupidity, and laziness international. So wake up to your assignment. Wake up. And you know one thing about lazy people? They like good things. Say, what kind of car do you want to drive? Oh! Ferrari, Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, Prado, 2020 model, BMW, the kind of the one that Pastor talked about that day, that you just say purple, please, it will just be purple. Say red color, please, change to red color. Green, please, match my clothes. Dark blue with stripes. Just, but to carry, when you say, oh, yeah, help me carry this thing.
No.
Abaye Adeboye said he met someone many years ago in London. At the airport, one of his sons, two of them, and then one ran to him. He first saw one, the one just greeted him, Daddy, you are here, you are welcome, sir. And he left him like that. The second one saw, Daddy, you are welcome, sir. And quickly collected his bag. And then they were going, and then the two of them were following, and he said, God will bless you. And the other one said, me too. He said, No. I will not say that to you. Sir, Daddy, what did I do? Sir, but you saw me here now. You did not even say. You want to help to carry this. Because you say, maybe this big bag, it will be a pain in your hand. Sometimes there is no gain without pain. A lot of times, before you can gain, you must have suffered some pain. In working for somebody, you will suffer pain. He will abuse you. You are stupid. What do you mean? Stupid boy. You will endure the pain. But later you will enjoy the gain. You are learning. You have been equipped. Somebody saying, I'm waiting for a job with money. That's one of the most stupid things you can do. What about if the job doesn't come? Work for free. Serve your gift. Serve it for free. Serve your gift for free. Serve it for free. Be a blessing to your world. There's a joy that comes from it. Every time I finish preaching here, I'm so happy. Knowing fully well that I'm not doing it because I'm waiting that you are going to pay me by end of the week or end of the month. Excited because I know God will pay me. And before any message, it's not just coming here just to be reading Bibles. Before any message, rigorous preparation. Rigorous preparation. After yesterday's meeting, after yesterday's fasting and prayer, was it yesterday? Or yesterday, we finished yesterday? Or day before yesterday? Okay. Even yesterday, we're here. 8 p.m., 9 p.m., we're still here, walking. Nothing works for those who don't want to walk. Anybody that you see that doesn't want to say, what are you doing? Say, I'm still waiting on God. Go and serve your gift. That area that you are gifted, go and serve it free of charge. I've often told you before, as a student, I have never gone on holidays without working. Never. Both in the polytechnic and I went to the two. After I finished polytechnic, I went into university. I've never been on holiday without working. Either it is free or they pay me. I must do something. By God's grace and privilege, I bought my first car while in the university from work done during public holiday, during a holiday, without parental influence. So it's time to wake up as believers. Don't let us be waiting for who's going to give to us. Let us wait. Let us let our spirit be fired to labor. To labor. Labor now so that you can access favor tomorrow. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. And E, I'm talking about things to note about diligence. E is that without diligence, things easily decay. Things easily decay. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. By much slothfulness, the building decayed. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 18. By much slothfulness, the building decayed. And through idleness of hand, the hand droppeth through. By much slothfulness, the building decayed. Without working, everything will decay. If you go to a house where nobody is living, where there's no maintenance, you will see cracks everywhere. You will see the net is already cut. Glasses are broken on their own. Everything is just not working because there's nobody working there. There's nobody doing something. Everything falls on its own. A marriage not work on will fall on its own. Business you don't work on will fall on its own. Ministry you don't work on will not work. Don't work. Ministry is even worse because you are contending with the force of darkness. Devil wants people to be in chains. You want them to be blessed. You want their life to be blessed. You want them to share testimony. You want them to be liberated from destruction. Devil doesn't want it. John chapter 10 verse 10. He wants them to be stolen, to be killed, and to be destroyed. But you don't want that. Everything decays. Even the death. That's why you see some of your mates, you hide your face when you see them because they look decayed. They are not working. They are not doing anything. They are not serving their gifts. There are some things in you which I can't try. It's not my gift. It's not my area. There are some things God gave to you that I can't try it. That is God's blessing to you. Serve it. Either you are rewarded, and can I shock you? On the short run or long run, you'll be rewarded. That's the way it is. It has often been said, overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. Overnight success. This person, overnight, he has become successful. It's minimum of 10 years. If you see anybody that just becomes successful in maybe yesterday travels and by next month he becomes a millionaire, he's into Yahoo. He's not into real business. It's not anything that will become successful, it will take some time. That is the time whereby you are still being cooked. You are still being prepared. At that time, nobody knows you. When you are serving your gift for free, you are doing things for free, nobody will know you. People will use you. People will look at you as if you are a nobody. But when your star will shine, it will shine gloriously and it will shine berekatetiously. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. So serve your gifts. Don't allow your life. I've made a vow, and it's a vow. Every single gift God has given to me, I must not die with it. No! Anything God gave me the privilege to do, I must do it. Anything God gives the privilege to do, I must do it. I must donate myself as a gift. What's the essence of living the world? And you still have some things. They say that the richest place is graveyard because many people have many things undone there. It's a new day for you here today. Somebody say a big amen. Let me just take one more price you need to pay before you can be excited. I just took the price on diligence. Somebody bless, shout hallelujah. The second one I'll be taking this evening before we pray. I've run out of time already. Let me just rush it up quickly. It's focus. If you are going to be excellent in life, aside from diligence, you must be focused. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, we say the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Focus is very important for anyone that will enjoy excellence. You can't be in every place at every time. There must be an area where you focus your attention. There must be one or two areas where you know these are my area. These are my areas of specification. And then you focus on that area. You put beam light on that area. You begin to develop yourself more. You begin to develop yourself more. You begin to develop yourself more. You study more in that area. You read more books in that area. Many people are unable to become excellent because before a particular area they succeed in, they have already moved to another area. Before they succeed in one area, they have moved to another area. Before they succeed in one area, and don't forget I said overnight success is 10 years. That is, this success is so fast, so it's 10 years minimum. So be focused. Turn to your neighbor and say, be focused. Turn to another neighbor and say, be focused. Quickly, you must know that it is when you are focused that you become relevant. If you are not focused, you will not be relevant. Because people will say, I have slept. I'm no more doing that one again. I'm no more doing aluminium again. I'm now into electrical. Oh, I'm no more doing electricals again. I'm now into borehole drilling machine. Everybody, people will now be confused. People will now be confused. What's he doing? What's the exact thing that he's doing? what the exact thing that she's doing. May you not confuse or help us. I say, may you not confuse or help us. I have a lot to say, but let me just round up because my time is up. My counsel tonight is as follows. One, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. I pick my first counsel from there. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in grave, whether thou goest. Whatsoever you are doing, either you are working somewhere, whether you are in a business, whether you are in a career, whether you are in one thing or the other, it says, whatsoever your hand is doing, it says, do it with all your might. Don't reserve your energy. Some people will say, I don't want to stress myself very much. When I start my own business, I will begin to work very hard. I don't want to use my energy in this company. When I'm about to start my business, then I will be able to work hard. It doesn't work that way. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So it's very, very important that whatsoever your hand is doing, you do it very, very well. Number two counsel is that subscribe to continuous and consistent improvement in whatever you are doing. Subscribe to continuous and consistent improvement in anything you are doing. Don't stay too long on a particular style of keep improving, keep improving, keep improving, keep improving. And number three, where I better stop because of time, is be a highly focused person. Avoid distractions and detractors. Avoid distractions and detractors. Avoid distractions and detractors. Avoid distractions and detractors. Avoid distractions. Distractions are things that are not really material to your future, but I want to take your time now. Detractors are those that turn your faces away from what should matter and turn it to what does not matter. So avoid this. Avoid distractions. Avoid detractors and anything that has its way of distracting your attention to getting to where you are going. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that as we partake in the communion tonight, the spirit of diligence, the spirit of hard work, the grace to walk diligently until the star in you emerges. Receive that grace tonight in Jesus' name. You are going to receive that grace tonight in Jesus' name. The grace to be known everywhere as a contributor, as a value-adding person. Receive that grace tonight in Jesus' name. Receive that grace tonight in Jesus' name. And the grace for focus, to be focused on your assignment, to be focused on what you are doing, not to be looking here and there. Not everybody that went to the market came to shop in the market. Some people are just distractors in the market. So don't just be focused on what you went to buy, what you came to the market to go and buy. Don't be looking here and there so that your excellence can come out and your eminence can be evident to all. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we lift up our hands and give God praise this evening? Let's thank Him and appreciate Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's magnify Him. It's worthy of our praise. It's worthy of all the honor. It's worthy of all the adoration. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank Him for His love and His kindness to you. Give Him all the praise. Thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His mercies. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His support. Into lakledo shekendia rakandoza lekuta barada kataza gada barada lepatozo zuzua reposhiklado sabrata gada bradish. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Him, give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Magnify Him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will say, oh Lord, baptize me with the spirit of diligence and hard work. Baptize me with it, oh God. Lift your voice and pray. Everyone, pray. Pray. In a kota da le kodo shikete bradadas le kota barapa katale e jose baraba baba baba le kakaka rabada boska reketo koto bradesh rakata bagadayasa endwa da dada rabada barada gadash le kete gede gede la kota bradadayasa rakata bradesh kere brakatazi e babara pakato madele katoza kataya baradi. Jarada da darie gedeja le koto brade jabaredeja rakota brakata gadaya angranoja barana gagaga rabaya kataya barade ezazaze agagara bayake tegedez ondrodoj ikoton de gedeja le brodo godobrasha rokoto brade gedeja lakota brada da darasha ikoto godobodoroj ingwana na 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 E jaga gaga gala bada 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 jaga daga daga bada 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 jaga da bada gede 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 lo brada da 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 ropo koto brada kacha bada bada jaga da bada 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 ropo koto brada gada bada 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 in Jesus mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say Father.
Father.
Cast out from my life.
Cast out from my life.
Every generational
laziness.
Slothfulness.
Indolence.
Everything.
Negative.
Every negative gene.
I've inherited
from my parents. Father, cast it out. Rapakataya bada 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 bada. Latwa da 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 da. Rapakajaga da bada 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 bada. Every negative gene of laziness and slothfulness, I cast them out. Laga da bada baya bada 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 bada. Libra da 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 da. Robogodo bada da ya bada bara baga da bada bada. Rogodo prede gede godo brodo godo bros. Riketa kashakra da 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 da. Libra ba 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 ba. Ribe de be de be de be de. Jega da bada 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 bada. Robodo bodo bada bada da da. Rakaka kaka la brades. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say,
oh Lord,
grant me focus.
Grant me focus
that will change my life, that will lead me into excellence. Grant me focus. Oh Lord, lift your voice and pray. Laga jaba da bara bara bara, rapakata bara baga da bara bara, lekra da 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 da. Hey, Jesus, mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say in the name of Jesus,
I reject distraction.
I reject distraction. Father, grant me focus. No more distraction. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus.
Robo jaga da 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 da. Ribo jaga da ba da ba da ba da ba. Rige de ga da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Jagla de ge de ge de ge de ge de ge de. Jebra ba 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 da ba da ba da ba. Robo jagle de ge de ge de ge de ge de. Libra ba 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 da ba da ba. No more distraction. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say, Father,
Father,
I reject
detractors.
Detractors. Now listen to this. Detractors are haters. They just hate you. They are the ones that will see something bad in you. They are the ones that will see that you not do this one well. They just have a dislike for you. They can't say why. They just hate you. They are detractors. They are enemy agents. And if you are not focused, they will make you lose your focus. If you are not focused, detractors will make you lose. You can't get to your destination responding to detractors. You can't get to where you are going if they say your head is not correct and you also wait and say my head is correct. You can't succeed like that. They say your head is not correct, but you know your head is correct. So leave them to their problem. In my place, they said he that has a mouth has the right to sow whatever he wants with his mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are haters. They are the one that see how your hair is. They are the one that see how you are. They just hate you. Not that they are trying to correct you to become better. They just have a hatred for you. They are detractors. And their work is to hinder you from getting to your destination. And they must fail this year. I said they will fail this year.
Amen.
I said they will fail this year.
Amen.
I said they will fail this year.
Amen.
You will say the name of Jesus.
In the name of
every
Jesus.
Detractor.
Every detractor.
Every detractor that wants to make me to lose my focus. Father, separate us. Prayers in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Rabaga jagada bada 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 bada. Detractors, oh God, I reject their plan. In the legla do jabara neketiza garabaya. Jada da 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 da. Ropokoto brakataya Pradesh. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say, Father,
Father,
via the communion of tonight,
grant unto me
the spirit of excellence that will make me eminent in life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lakata bagada barabadayash. Latwa da kande da krada kajaka da baradaya. Father, grant unto me, O God, the spirit of excellence tonight. Impart it unto me. That spirit of excellence that will distinguish me, that will change my story, that will give me success in my examination. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to remember all our students who are currently writing their exams and tests. That Father, we are going to say, Father,
Father,
grant all our students
success
in their examination. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, grant this one success in their examination. The spirit of success, the power of success, the grace for success, the power of success, the enablement to be successful. Father, release unto this one, O God, the power, the grace, the to be successful, to be distinguished. None shall be a failure. La pagada barabada bara. Jeke teke teke deja. Inda lagra deja. Ropokoto pagada barasa. Lambrodoshka. Repeketa pagada barabarasa. Leprodoko jebe teke deja. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will agree with me that Nigeria needs the intervention of the Almighty God. We have never seen it this bad in this nation. Fear is everywhere, from the north, the south, the east, everywhere. There's hardly any time you go on the internet or you will not see one bad news or another. Killing and all the kind of things going on in this nation. And that's why all the major nations of the world are beginning to turn their backs on us. You know, nobody wants to have, nobody wants to embrace a leper. We are going to pray and say, Father, rescue Nigeria. Rescue Nigeria from this problem. Rescue Nigeria from this situation. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Rescue this nation, O God, from bloodshed, from kidnapping, from evil, from destruction. Father, rescue Nigeria from bloodshed. Rescue Nigeria from evil. Rescue Nigeria from destruction. Rescue Nigeria from destroyers. Thank you.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.